Hello, guys. Welcome back to another episode. I'm Taylor.
I'm Sam.
And we're going to talk. We just came up with this right now.
Yeah. All things sneaky links. The rules and regulations to having a sneaky link.
Rules and regulations for sneaky link. For seeing a man that's not your man, but is your man.
Yeah. How to navigate it. And then maybe potentially turn him into your boyfriend.
How to navigate it. And also how to find one.
Yeah.
Like, because I was thinking out this weekend. Recently, I feel like my like flirt game, Riz, as the kids call it, is like kind of good. And I've been doing it sober.
Yeah.
It's like really like raw power.
And I like talking about it in the sense of women are in total power of this. It's not always the man that needs to find some sneaky link type vibe. Like, no, but the girl's in power.
Like 100%. You need to be the one using him, that whole vibe.
Exactly.
And I was on live last night eating ice cream. Spilling tea. If you don't go on my TikTok lives, like I was really spilling the tea of my life. The girlies know. I know you guys are listening. And they were like, "You're not scared these people are going to pop on here and listen to this?" I'm like, No. Because guess what? This is what I do for work, and like you're either with it or you're not. And everything I say is the absolute truth. And if you haven't noticed from this show, we're kind of not scared of sharing every single detail. I have nothing to fucking hide.
Exactly.
I'm one big open book.
And okay? Especially if we started dating someone, which now I am, back before, like I wasn't scared to share anything about my current boyfriend because it's like, he's gonna have to get used to it. This is my job. This is my life. I overshare everything.
He's gonna have to get used to it. And like, guess what? What I said about you on the internet is genuinely how I feel about you. So
wouldn't you want
to
hear that?
If you don't like what I have to say or it makes you uncomfortable, like, sorry. Like, we've said this before. I just can't fake shit. It's not really in my DNA.
Where did you just go, Taylor?
I was vlogging on my phone and I had to turn it off so I didn't have like a 30-minute video.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anyways.
Technical difficulties.
Now, do you have a one thing about you this week?
Yeah. One thing about me is recently, like, I literally love going out sober. It's literally so fun.
Yeah?
No, it's so fun. I don't know what it is. Obviously, it has to be a good vibe. If it's a bad vibe, obviously not.
Can you believe that you're even saying this, like, compared to your year ago self, 2 years ago? Like, even back in the day. Like, that's crazy to say.
No, it's fun. And then it's like, wait, I kind of want to go out Friday like and Saturday because I'm not hungover.
Yeah.
You know? I just get to put on a cute outfit, put some makeup on.
Yeah.
Go out. And if you want to leave after an hour, you want to leave. If you want to stay, you stay. And something about being so aware is sometimes what makes it not fun, but when it is fun, like you're talking to people or like, oh, did you see this? And like, I don't know, just I was fucking it up on the stage, okay, like dancing everywhere, like having so much fun. People probably thought I was the drunkest girl in there. I was drinking Shirley Temple.
Yeah, the good thing too is you've come to the point where people aren't gonna harass you about it. Be like, drink, because even over the summer, at least, if there was nights where we would go to the Thursday night things or the Friday night things and we both knew we weren't drinking, like I would show up and boys would be like, drink, come on, just one drink. And I'd be like, shut up.
I also realized you don't have to tell people if you get, like, I was getting Shirley Temples. That could be a vodka crayon. No one knows unless you tell them. But I was also with people that weren't drinking like an incredible amount.
Yeah.
So it wasn't anything crazy. But yeah, going out sober is like just low-key a vibe. I could go out every night, you know what I mean? Because I'm not hungover. It's like tonight, why not go out, you know? Like,
yeah.
You could just hit the town.
Yeah. My one thing about me is going to be Valentine's Day. One thing about me is I got asked to be a Valentine. We didn't talk about this because we recorded it on Valentine's Day, so we didn't get the chance to talk about Valentine's Day.
So when's the last time you've been a Valentine before this?
Honestly, my ex-boyfriend from 5 years ago, I don't even think he ever asked me to be his Valentine, so maybe like 10 years.
Period.
I know. So last week, we had Valentine's Day, but I had moved into my house like 2 days before that, so I was just going through it that day. And that was also the day, I think, that I called the cops on myself. It was. Because I got scammed.
Oh, yeah.
So I got scammed. Guys, there's a whole story about that. You can find it in the video on TikTok. I'm not going to go into full detail about. But anyways, so my boyfriend ended up leaving work that day because he thought that there was an intruder in my house. And we were just hanging out all day. And then he ended up leaving. And I was like, oh my God, Valentine's dinner is literally in 2 hours. He hasn't even asked me to be his Valentine. And he texts me and goes, all right, like, come over before dinner. I'm like, come over before dinner? Okay, weird, but whatever. Go over to his house, his entire bedroom, like, typical boy's bedroom, like, navy sheets, striped comforter, like dirty room, like nasty. But he lit up some candles. There was a whole like bouquet of flowers and all my favorite drinks, snacks, and a Skims bag. And I opened it, the Skims bag. He got me like a little one piece. He got me a fucking size way too big. And I was like,
what did he get you?
A medium in Skims. And like, obviously boys don't know that, but I'm like, no, like you need a size down in Skims. Skims is stretchy. There's like a lot of material. And I was like, whatever, wrong size. Now that's something I have to deal with. And then in like a little note, he wrote like a little card. It was like a page long. It was really cute. And just at the bottom of it, he was like, will you be my Valentine? So I was like, yes, secured. He did it right. But then we went to dinner. And guys, we went to this place called Elementary. And I'm not even kidding. When our food came out, we got the gnocchi. It came out one, it wasn't an entree type place. It was more of like a family share type place. So they bring one plate out at a time. Then when you finish it, mm-hmm. they take the next one. The gnocchi they brought out, I kid you not, I am convinced that a server knocked over a thing of salt. The salt knocked over and then got sprayed all over the gnocchi. And they must have just not realized that, oh, like it probably spilled on the food. They just picked up the salt container and just put it back to the side mm-hmm. and then brought us our food. Because if we were playing like a game of, oh, which piece of gnocchi is going to have so much salt all over it. Because I was like, there's no way this was so salty from the chef cooking it. Like, I could just tell they knocked salt all over it. So it was pretty fucking gross. But it was just in the sense we made fun of it. Just every time we would get one, it was like survival mm-hmm. of like the fittest. Like, who can find one that doesn't mm-hmm. have salt over it? But yes, Valentine's Day was a lot of fun. And it just felt good going home and being in my house.
Cute.
Yeah. What did you do for Valentine's Day?
I went to dance.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I went to dance.
Did you guys hand out chocolates to each other?
My friend that teaches brought chocolates. Okay. She brought like 3 bags of chocolates for people to take one.
I love
like,
that.
Live. But yeah, I went to dance and it was Rihanna night.
Ooh.
It was kiss it, kiss it, better, baby. It was that.
Nice.
So yeah, that's always a good Valentine's Day. But then my favorite for the week is another, I recommended a documentary on Netflix like a few weeks ago now, but there's a new one. It's called Lover, Stalker, Killer. It's so short. It's like an hour and a half.
On what?
Netflix.
Okay.
Crazy. I can't spoil it, but when I say like this takes DeLulu to...
Does it have to do with like a husband and a wife or something?
So it has to do, this is like the general premise, that this guy is on these dating websites. He starts talking to this one girl and this other girl, kind of overlapping-ish, not really, but like he's very upfront with both of them. Like, I'm not trying to be like serious with you, but it's like an older man. Mm-hmm. This man's like 50, okay? It's not like young people. They're older. And they're like, yeah, that's fine. But then all of a sudden, one girl disappears and is like crazy. But like, there's plot twist. And like,
I'll have to watch it.
This girl is, when I tell you, delusional, like next, like it was actually insane. This girl's crazy town.
It's a movie. It's not like a episode type thing.
An hour and a half. It's so short.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And I don't normally pay attention to movies when I'm alone. Like, I'll like go on my phone or something. I was really into it.
Nice.
It was just crazy.
Have you been watching it on your little TV?
I watched it on my laptop.
Yeah.
On the couch when I was like making dinner.
Gotcha.
Really good.
My favorite of the week is Lyft ATX.
I love that because you know what? You like
disappeared for a while.
You disappeared and my love for there will stay true that it's the best gym. And I'm glad.
No, I've always known that. Like, I've always known Lyft ATX is the best gym. I'm just a pussy. I can't go in the middle of the winter. I can't do it.
That's cool.
Because it's fully outdoors. For anyone listening that doesn't know what I'm talking about, our gym is fully outdoors. It's a warehouse gym. It has garage doors, but they keep them open for not only sunlight, just circulation of the air. And it's fucking freezing.
It's cold as shit.
Like, some mornings it's almost like 15 degrees. And I'm like, I wake up and I'm like, I just don't want to go. So that's why I got a lifetime membership. Because not only that, it's inside, but my boyfriend goes there. But I just realized I love Lyft ATX. It gives me such good vibes when I go there. And I get such a good workout in. Like, I only worked out or lifted 3 times last week, and those 3 lifts that I got were so good.
I've had such great workouts recently. Amazing workouts. Like, my leg days once a week are killer. I'm just like kind of crushing it in my fitness game right now.
No, same.
But when I go to lift, I've had this really good routine that I'll go some days. I have different times every day. But like, let's say when I go hit legs, we'll go at like 4. So it's kind of empty. Mm-hmm. If I go like in between like 3 and 4, it's kind of empty. But then at the end of the workout, when it's like 5 after work time, kind of everyone comes. So it's like really fun social hour of like, hey. But it's at the end of your workout.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh my God, I can't focus. There's so many people. It's like you kind of got your workout in. And then toward the end, it's like, oh my God, party. Like everyone's here. And then you get to leave. Like, I don't know. It's fun. Like yeah. We enjoy our little, it's a really good balance of like kind of social hour. And there's lots of hot men at the gym these days. Like, I don't know where they came from.
There always is at Lyft though.
No, but like at that certain time, it's like all, there's like certain days recently where I'm like, am I the only girl in this gym? And I feel kind of like weird.
The reason I don't like Lifetime so much is because there's so many old people.
Yeah.
Like old creepy men. And that's why I like Lyft ATX is because maximum age is maybe like 40, if yeah. that. Like you and don't really see older people
unless my
people
parents
there.
Visit and I bring my dad.
Yeah. But it's very, it's like once in a blue moon where you actually see an older person.
Yeah.
And they don't fucking, like older men just make me so uncomfortable at the gym. They yeah. really do.
It's good energy at the gym. And even when there's creepy people at the gym, and they're not that creepy, just like young guys kind of annoying you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that the people that work there have my back. I know that if there was something actually making me upset, like
you could
it
go
would
say
get
something.
Handled. Because yeah. they don't really put up with shit there.
Yeah. That's why I like.
And everyone re-racks their shit.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is to find a gym where people respect the equipment?
Yeah. Well, because you get yelled at. Like you literally yeah. get yelled at if you don't put your shit back.
Yeah, yeah. If I'm next to someone that works there and I like don't wipe down my machine.
The Taylor, like, oh, get back over there.
No, like they will yell at you. Like, and even like us, like we've been going there forever. Like you would think we're on the in. Like, no, fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
Don't put your shit back. And they're like, I'm sorry. Put your shit back. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And like, I haven't been going there in what, 3 months? And the few times I've been going, Daniel, the owner, has just been like, Sam, it's been so good to see you lately. Like, I just love seeing you show up. And I'm like, see, like, now you make me want to go even more.
Yeah. And it's cheap.
It is cheap. Well, ours is cheap. I don't know.
It's still cheap. It's still less than, like, $70.
Yeah.
And they could charge probably over $100.
Yeah. Guys, so we've been paying the OG prices ever since they opened. So if you're an OG member at Lyft ATX, you haven't gotten the increased price since they've changed. So I'm pretty sure I'm paying like $32 a month.
Yeah, no, it's lit. And they keep getting new equipment. This is just like a Lyft ATX shout out, but it's really nice. The only thing is now everyone goes there, which it used to be just kind of like our own little corner of Austin, like this yeah. niche group of people.
Well,
that worked out at Lyft.
Good. Like I like it for them that it's
no
like that.
It's great for them that it's kind of where everyone goes. Love that for them. Even though when they run all these specials, I'm like, y'all, it's packed.
Yeah,
hush.
Chill with it.
Yeah, chill with all the new members. But when I say I don't like it, even though I don't have Hinge anymore, I deleted it. Oh my God, every single person has a selfie in like the Lyft bathroom.
I know.
And it's like, well, now I don't want to like you because my luck, I'm going to see you tomorrow.
Bro,
you know? Like,
bro, I literally was just about to say I should re-download Hinge solely just like so I could see people. But I'm like, no, Sam, that's so stupid of you because people would be able to see you. I wish I could just be a ghost account.
Recently on this podcast, you keep saying that you want to like...
I just forget people. Like I forget, I'm like, wait, that's just
I forget
not
too,
something you should say.
I forget too, like people that like used to talk to or something will like be in town or be around and I want to text you like so and so's here and I'm like, oh
wait a second,
wait, like she has a boyfriend. Like I don't know, like I forget.
Yeah,
I forget that.
No, it's
that's
so funny.
Off the table,
it's so funny, but it's fine.
Yeah,
anyways, hot gossip for the week. We got a lot to talk about.
Oh, share with the class.
Do we just start off with the hottest tea of all the tea?
Our tea?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to be... I want to be real, like, semi-high road right now and, like, not talk a lot of crap.
Oh, I don't want to talk crap.
Okay.
I just want to talk about the fact that you guys have noticed that we've been talking in the last, like, few weeks of people just continuously following us. Well, it just goes to show that 2 years later, people realize that the shit that went down on social media
was not okay.
Not okay. Not our fault. Obviously, there's some things that are that, like, I would say, like, I'm at fault for, but not, like, fully. I'm not taking full responsibility for any of that shit.
I don't think anything is at fault for the consequence. Like, the consequences do not add up to, like, the one thing that maybe was said.
Yeah. So
consequences aren't fair.
I just want you guys all to know that Taylor literally predicted it, that one of these individuals that followed both of us on Instagram was going to reach out to us. I was like, there's no fucking way.
Yeah, she was like, no. I'm like, bro, it's coming. It's coming. The text is upon us.
And she fucking made a group chat with us and wrote a novel of an apology.
And it felt good.
It felt so good.
It felt good to read it. We haven't answered. I just
don't think she deserves an answer because it took her 2 years to realize that she fucked up.
But it does feel good. It feels really good to have that realization. Even if it took a while, it feels good when you've been sitting here saying, I did nothing wrong. For it feels someone good to come forward and just say from the bottom of my heart, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, finally. And you know, it's only
one. It's closure.
There was, this person wasn't outwardly hating, if that makes sense.
Chose sides, commenting on other people's videos.
But
with
wasn't,
hearts.
Wasn't
here
like
for you,
a,
girly.
Yeah, I take it back. Yes, they were. So, what was I going to say? There's a lot of other people that apology would also be warranted for, and that would be life-changing. But this was a good start.
Yeah, the person that made the video about us will never reach out to us.
And if she did, I would die.
I would laugh in her face.
So, like, I don't know what prompted it. I don't know. Maybe it's, like, start of a new year. People, like, maybe she was, like, in therapy and her therapist was, like, forgive. I don't know. I don't know what prompted this in people.
I don't know. They definitely have been seeing us thriving. Like, we're still relevant 2 years later. That's what it is.
And, like, still, like, not causing fucking people any harm.
Yeah.
Like, this narrative of, like, they're so mean.
Dude, we've been minding our own business the last 2 years.
No, I'm literally terrified to speak to anyone that has a social media presence. Are you kidding me? So getting an apology was just, like, to the haters, to the Reddit trolls, to the people that think those people were right. Like,
they weren't.
They weren't. They just came forward and said themselves. So, yeah. I hope more people come to that realization.
And if you're listening here, you're definitely team Sam and Taylor. Slay. Love you guys.
Or you're hate listening, which gives us the listen.
Yeah. Still love you. You're a friend of me.
Yeah. Love you.
Friend of me vibes.
There's funny internet gossip on like TikTok.
What's that?
This lady who has a 50, it might be up to 60 parts. I don't know how many. And they're each 10-minute videos.
Wait.
Okay?
Okay, I think I saw someone posting about it.
Called Who the Fuck Did I Marry? So it's 10-minute videos about this guy she married, who is just a big old liar. I'm only on part like 25.
What does the girl look like that posted the videos?
Like maybe like in her 40s, like black woman.
Okay, yes, I did see that. Yeah.
So
I was so confused when I was watching. One of them came across my thing and I was like, what am I watching right now?
Yeah, no, you gotta start from part one. But I got to like part 20, skipping some parts here and there. Then I watched a summary because 50 is just so many. But the reason I found it is because I saw a video saying, do you have 45 minutes of cardio to do? That's just 4.5 of these ladies' videos.
Shut up.
And I was like,
that's like a movie. Well, not a movie, a show.
There's 50 10-minute videos.
Oh, 50 10-minute?
50 10-minute videos.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And they're not satire. They're real.
They're real. And she came with receipts. Like, it is so detailed.
I saw someone post, they were like cleaning their house and they had their iPod, mm-hmm. or they're not their iPad, their iPad propped open in the kitchen, and that woman's videos were just playing and she was like cleaning her table or whatever. I'm like, yeah. So that's what I need to do? No. I just need to have her playing in the background to listen for the tea and just like clean my house.
All the comments are funny. They're like, damn, like I'm obsessed with this. Like just in my bedroom and bathroom, like time for the living room. Like everyone is just like obsessed with this lady. I feel like it's going to become another documentary that I recommend on the fucking pod.
No, that's so funny because imagine having that much time. Imagine having...
Well, she's like always in the car.
10 minutes, 50 times ranting about your husband.
It's a few days like, so she will do some in the car and then she'll do some at home and then she's like, I'm busy tomorrow, y'all. I'm really sorry, but like...
One's not coming tomorrow.
So one's not coming
tomorrow. Check back Tuesday.
Yeah, like she's like, it's my birthday tomorrow. I'm taking a break. But we'll be back.
That's hilarious. Like, wait, what's her name? I need to figure it out.
Like Teresa, I think.
I think, yeah.
But just look up Who the Fuck Did I Marry?
That's hilarious.
But basically, it's just like this guy was a big old liar and crazy. And it's like tea filled. And she's a good storyteller. I don't know. It's just like kind of taking the fucking TikTok world by a storm. This lady, Teresa.
That's sick. But have you caught up on The Bachelor yet?
Yeah. I wish that this week we could talk about like the new one coming out. You know what I mean? Because this is going to come out Wednesday when there was a new episode.
I know.
We're recording before the episode
comes
out.
We can start recording on Tuesdays.
I can't watch it until Tuesday morning on Hulu. Oh. Like I'd have to
I'm gonna be buying the Hulu Live TV premium. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm gonna be buying that. I needed my couch before I bought that.
We could record on Tuesdays and watch it on Monday.
Yeah.
So that we can tell the class.
Tell the class. Yeah. Speak our thoughts. But you haven't?
I have. Okay. I didn't watch the rose ceremony, but I've seen enough of it on TikTok. Yeah. If that makes sense. Like the last episode I didn't finish, but I'm so
I just don't understand
TikTok.
Why people keep coming left and right for Maria. Like this other girl is popping in.
I do.
Well, obviously it's jealousy and just like insecurities.
Maria dresses like a fucking queen.
Yeah.
Her outfits, her dress on the first night, I was like fucking slay bitch, because everyone else wears these sparkly dresses that look like 2016 prom dresses.
Yeah.
And she was wearing a beautiful dress. She barely wears makeup. Obviously she's wearing a little bit of makeup, but like a man would look at her and say she's not wearing makeup.
Yeah.
She's barely wearing makeup though. Like not really eyeshadow, not really lipstick. She is naturally gorge, has banging body, banging closet, and has a fucking backbone and a personality.
And she's older too.
And these girls are shaking in their boots because she's confident.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is, you know, we're talking last week how you were saying she did say the age thing.
Yeah.
But the girl who that comment was about, who like, if there was anyone that was going to be mad, the girl Medina, is that her name?
Yeah.
Medina? She doesn't give a fuck.
Well, no, she does. She says, we just can't be friends. But like, I don't think there
but
was
then
any.
She was being nice to her. Yeah. And then fucking Leia's like, bitch ass because is like, why are you being nice to her? And she's like, because I'm a fucking grown adult. Women, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what I was just about to say, is because she's older, she understands like, what's the point of fucking drama?
Like, but the fact that the girl who the comment was made about, even though it wasn't even that big of a comment, is like, I just shut the fuck up. Why are y'all involved?
Imagine like I was doing something wrong or just like mean girl energy or whatever, and you went up to Palmer and were like, I just need to let you know, like, Sam's doing like XYZ. Like, I just could never imagine tattling on like,
I should.
Yeah.
I should tell him that you're so pretty on the podcast. I just want to let you know that Sam made fun of me on the podcast again.
Yeah. But like, I just can't imagine tattling to a man about another girl.
Listen, I said on here, if I was the Bachelorette, the person that comes to me and tattles is gone. And they might be gone with the person that fucked up. Like, the tattletale is fucking out of here. Are you not 30 years old?
Yeah.
Unless a girl did something so insanely, they would have to do something so fucking insanely wrong.
Or at least the whole group, like you said last week, was all under agreement. Hey, we need to step forward about this. But it's been one or two people.
Because there was one Bachelorette season, I forget who it was, where there was one guy that was just a shitbag.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
And kind of the whole group was like, listen, girl, this guy's a shitbag. And that's valid. But here's the thing. When girls are just like, she gives me mean girl vibes. One, I hate that shit. You either give me a real life scenario where I was mean to you, or it's nothing. Because what? She gets like mean girl energy. She's so mean. Yeah. No, she's not. Like, you either have factual proof or you don't. And if I was the Bachelor, if I'm Joey and this girl's like, I don't like Maria, I'd be like, well, it's 30 of you bitches in a house and you're all dating the same guy. I don't expect you to fucking be friends.
No, yeah, I wouldn't
you
be
know?
Friends with any of them.
Like, you guys aren't all going to be friends. I don't have to break up with someone because these are people are all strangers, okay? They've known each other for 5 fucking seconds. Because some strangers that are dating the same man don't like each other. She's like, are you kidding me? But her being like, you're being nice to her, and why? And Medina was like, grow the fuck up, bitch.
Yeah.
And Jess, so annoying. But Jess has been annoying from day one.
I can't remember which one Jess is.
the annoying southern one. She came in on like a boat or something.
Blonde?
Yeah, like dirty blonde. And yeah. It's like, she thinks she's really going to marry him. Like, yeah. Jess, I need you to be so real.
Yeah.
Like, I need you to be so for real. But, oh my God, these girls piss me off. They really piss me off. Yeah. Like, actually.
I was trying to explain to my boyfriend, too, last night because we were watching while we were playing Monopoly. And he's like, so you're telling me he, like, loves all these girls? And there's, like,
No,
I know. But how many are left? Like, what? Like, 12, maybe? Around there? Yeah, 10, 12. And I was like, no. Like, but he's dating all of them. He's kissing all of them. But he doesn't get a lot of quality time with them. Like, the amount of girls that are there right now, he maybe sees all of them individually twice a week, if that.
Yeah, if that, for like an hour.
Yeah, like it's not good quality time. And it's just, I could never imagine falling so deeply in love with someone that quickly.
I can imagine thinking you are because of the circumstance around it. I saw a TikTok about it. It was like, of course you're falling in love with someone. You're literally like on a yacht in Italy. Like, they were like, I could fall in love with a plank of wood.
No, I know, but not even that. Like, it took me fucking like 6 months of being in a relationship to be like,
but that's because you're level-headed and real. I'm saying like thinking, like being so swept up in the moment, and you're like, I like him so much. Like, you're on a yacht in Europe in a beautiful dress, like on an all paid for vacation. Of course you had fun.
Yeah.
Like, if you were in that situation and you didn't have the best date of your life, then like, you guys just aren't.
And also terrible. You're on TV, so it's not like Joey or yourself is going to get in an argument because you're on TV. Like, say something weird, like, if I was on TV and something were to piss me off, or like, I was a little bit upset about something, I just don't think I would like have the balls to have a controversial argument on camera.
Yeah. But there's nothing for them to argue about because they don't know
each other.
Just
if there was, like, if there was, I just don't think.
It's so, I do,
it's
really
just so
like,
picture perfect.
I do really like this season, but like, these bitches are pissing me off.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I want Maria to win so bad.
Me too.
Because I want her to shut these bitches up.
I know.
Now. There's so many funny TikToks, like hilarious reenactments of these girls. It was like, when your connection with Joey isn't strong enough, so like, you make up a sob story and say Maria's mean. Like, I don't know. And it's like them imitating the girls. Really funny. Great work out there, TikTokers. You're crushing it with the
TikTok
Bachelor.
Is really a great place for just memes of people.
Yeah, no, the girlies are crushing it with the funny Bachelor stuff. But it's just, what? Like, how are we acting like that as grown people? But you know what? I know girls in real life that would act like that. So I guess it's,
yeah, no, wait. For real, though.
I guess it's fine. What do you think about him?
I like him.
Me too.
I just think sometimes he's a little bit robotic with the things he's saying back to the girls.
I think he has yellow eyes and he might be jaundiced. And I think he has liver problems.
No, so I have seen a lot of TikToks about that.
Well, I was only thinking of it.
He just needs to address it on like his TikTok
I'm
or something.
So original. I saw it like on TV first. I'm like, is this guy... this guy going into fucking, is it your liver or your kidneys that make your eyes yellow? Whatever. I'm like,
both. People were saying it could be both things that he had.
I'm like, this guy seems like he should go to a fucking doctor. But, you know, that's someone saying his eyes just might be sunburned from like playing tennis. But like, I get sunburned eyes really easily and my eyes haven't turned yellow. Weird fun fact about me. I sunburn my eyes a lot. Wouldn't you know?
Interesting.
Yeah, if I'm in the beach for a long time, like the part that's shown like right in the middle will be red. I'll get a red stripe across my eye.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I sunburn my eyes. Fun fact, my eyes don't turn yellow.
You should probably get that checked out.
It's like it's like only if I'm like at the beach for a long time. Like, it's not every time I go in the sun.
Step outside and you just look like a devil.
Yes, yeah, so like there's just like sometimes in the summer where I look really like stoned. Anyways, I like him, though. People are making fun of him because they went to a really, really old city and he said it has old school vibes.
All right.
But they're kind of like harmlessly making fun of him.
Yeah.
Because he just says stupid things every now and then. And like, I was just like, Joey, like old school vibes.
Yeah.
It's like the oldest city fucking to exist. Old school vibes.
You know what I could never do is go on one of those shows and not allow for the world to know what the outcome was. Like, they do such a good job at keeping it such a secret.
I think the same shit. How do you hide being literally engaged to someone. Some people figure it out by seeing people's fucking like Venmo transactions.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, he Venmo'd like, her yesterday. Would you,
they must just be living under a fucking rock.
Yeah. How does no one see you?
And also going on a podcast too. Like, you got to be so, he's on been on so many podcasts. He's got to be so careful with what he's saying.
Also, when they post on Instagram, they'll post like clips of the episode.
Yeah.
So like if he has a one-on-one with like fucking, I don't know, a girl, he'll post it, them like kissing. But aren't you engaged? You just posted a picture of you kissing another bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very strange.
Speaking of kissing too, he just
kisses everyone.
Kisses. Other people, like night one, he kissed everyone.
Yeah. I think I would get like icked out myself. I'd be like, I need to like drink some water and gargle my mouth because like, I have so much saliva
in
there.
His lips would still be like warm from the last person.
Yeah.
What if they'll get herpes?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mono.
Something. There's got to be something wrong with cross-contamination COVID. That much.
Yeah. He's like kissing literally everyone.
Yeah.
Also, half these girls, because they know he'll kiss them, it's like they don't talk to him. They're like, hi, Joey, and they just make out.
I know.
I'm like, why don't you speak? I don't know.
Do you think a kiss is a make or break with someone?
Yes.
Like if they're a good kisser or not?
Yeah. I think good kissing is your chemistry.
It's obvious. Yeah, it's definitely chemistry. My ex-boyfriend was the worst fucking kisser. Like, wow, so bad. He wouldn't even put his tongue in my mouth.
Yeah, but then there's
like, he would do like the little, he would go like this. He'd go, like, that's all he would do. Like, I want some tongue. Give me some tongue.
I talked to this guy one time that was a really bad kisser because he had massive lips.
I just think it was like, it also, you know what it was with my ex-boyfriend is I hadn't really kissed a lot of other people before starting to date him. So I was like, okay, maybe this is normal. But then after we broke up and I started kissing other people, I was like, okay, no, he sucked at kissing.
Yeah, I feel like bad kissing is just bad chemistry.
No, I think my ex
some people can be bad kissers, but then some people, it's bad because the chemistry.
Yeah.
Because
he just needs some lessons.
When you we've said this on the podcast before, when you can't get on rhythm.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't sync it.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it should be effortlessly synced.
Yep.
But when there's just awkward, like, you can't sync it, oh.
That's with everything. Kissing, sex, like,
yeah,
everything.
But if I can't sync up a kiss with you, we're not having sex.
Yeah. It's like, all right, we're stopping here.
You know, like, we can't really
move past
the fact that we can't get a kiss to not be like hitting each other's fucking teeth.
Yeah.
Like that can't happen.
Definitely not.
Yeah. That's like we're going to talk about sneaky links. That's the scary thing when you go to hook up with a new person.
Yeah.
You're putting yourself at risk.
No, but that's everything though. Like the kiss, the sex, the comfortability,
the conversation,
everything.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's so scary out here.
Don't miss it. Anyways, do you have any other hot gossip you want to talk about?
Let me see if I wrote anything down in my phone. I don't think I did, but let me just take a look.
My parents are coming in today, guys.
I didn't write anything down. I just wanted to talk about the lady and her husband.
Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by Care of. If you have been following me and Sam for a while, you know that we love Care of. So Care of is a health and wellness company that ships high quality personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently into your door every single month. So you go online, you take a little quiz, tell them about your lifestyle, your diet, your activity level, your health concerns, and they put together a bundle of vitamins that's perfect for you. And then my favorite part is each little pack has your name on it. So you can take a little pack every day with your name on it. And I just love it. It's like the cutest little design, but it's also insanely functional. And it's not too late to jumpstart into your New Year's health routine. I'm on my vitamin grind and you should be too. Care of wants to celebrate with you with a personalized experience that'll help you feel your youest. Push against sameness and celebrate what makes us unique. Care of also has an app to help you track how you're feeling and play back insights about your results over time so you can adjust your routine and make changes as needed. And one of my favorite parts is since they come in little pre-packaged little packs for every day, they're really easy to travel with. Something new that they're offering now at Care of, if you're not ready to commit to subscribing month to month for monthly packs, Some of their best-selling vitamins are actually just available by the bottle if you want to try that route instead. Some of my goals for 2024 are like clearer skin and better hormone health, and I find when I'm consistent with supplements, I really see a difference in those areas. And if you guys want to try Care of to get on your supplement game, you can actually get 50% off your first month subscription with Care of. Go to takecareof.com and enter code 1thing50. That is takecareof.com and enter code 1thing50.
Well, we can get into our weekend, might as well. So, weekend-wise, I didn't really do much all week because I was so stressed out with moving. I'm not even kidding. I think I had maybe 3 or 4 different types of people coming in and out of my house, either installing something, building something all week. So I was just ready to relax on Friday night. My boyfriend came over. We got some takeout. And I drank the biggest glass of wine, got some wine drunk, and we just kind of hung out in my bed because we didn't really have anywhere else to hang out in my house because I had no couch, no furniture.
Yeah, I had a pretty chill weekend. I only did something Friday, and then the rest of the days just kind of vibed out. On Friday, I went out with my dance friends. We wanted to do like a Galentine, so I guess it was our Galentine's. We never really said that, but whatever. We went to dinner, classic, and then went out. Bro, some of these people have like never been on West.
On West?
Yeah.
They're like, where am I?
Yeah.
What is this bar?
I was like, I'll show you.
Are any of them new here?
No, well, one girl just like doesn't like have, like she doesn't have a lot of friends here yet. So like, whatever. And then like another girl, she's like older. So she's like, if she goes out, she either goes to like these like rave things or she'll go to like nice.
Oh,
like,
she's a raver.
Bar. But she'll go to like Roosevelt Room. You yeah. know, nice cocktail bars because she's like more mature than me. And I'm like, no, that's not what we do around here. So we were just like fucking shit up, dancing around, being just like menaces on these streets. And guys, if you are looking for a sign to cut your hair off, take it from me right now. I was expecting men to like my long hair better. I literally told Sam this, and I don't know if it's just because ex-boyfriends have told me they prefer long hair, that when I cut my hair, I'm like, I feel like guys won't like it. Like, guys will tell me they like my long hair. So many people were coming up to me just being like, oh, I just want to say, this guy was like, I just want to say you are breathtakingly beautiful. I was like, thank you. And like random people just kept talking to me. But yeah, and like I blame it on the hair. It was kind of crazy. But I'm at Bee's Knees and this guy starts talking to me. And like whatever, he's kind of cool. He's fine. Good energy. And I like tell him what I do for work. And normally I don't say what I do for work, but he was kind of asking too many questions that I kind of just had to.
You can't be move real. Around it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll I usually do like just content. Say I'm like an influencer. I said I do social media marketing and he was like, for what? And I was like, it just got to the point. I was like, I'm a content creator. Yeah,
my usually go-to thing since the beginning has always just been, I'm a personal trainer.
Yeah, but now that's like.
Yeah, but it's just like something that always comes. Yeah. It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Because I was so used to saying it back then. Now I just keep saying it.
So I tell him I'm a content creator, whatever. But then he says he doesn't live here. He just visits a lot. So we leave.
Where's like, he from? Like driving distance?
Driving distance.
Oh, okay.
So we leave. I'm like, I'm never going to see that guy again. At our last bar, he comes up to me and he's like, oh, hey. And I'm like, oh, hey. Like, look who it is. Then he leaves for a second. He comes back. He's like, you didn't tell me. Like, you told me you're an influencer, but you didn't tell me you were, like, good at it. Like, what does that mean? He's like, well, my friend just stopped me and was like, were you talking to that girl? And he's like, yeah, why? And she's like, oh my god, like, how do you know her? Like, I listened to her podcast, like, blah, 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 like gassing me up. So, and she comes over, her name was Brooke. Hey Brooke, you're really sweet. She's like, oh my god, you're so stunning, like, just like kind of gassing me up. I'm like, stop, like, it's not a big deal. But like, she's like big podcast listener, and she goes, wait, I need the tea, are you and Stam still friends?
Yeah, the audacity of this girl.
Or I think she said, are you guys still close? I don't know. But I was like, yeah, I was literally at her house today. She was like, I knew it. I don't know what these people are saying.
Yeah, dude, like, what is she? This girl must be, like, scrolling on Reddit or something.
I was like, well. So then I'm trying to tell this guy, I'm like, no, it's really, he's like, who are you? I'm like, it's really not that big of a deal. Like, she's really gassing me up. Like, I'm not, like, famous. And as I'm like, bro, I'm not famous. Like, relax. This guy comes over and he's like, Lift ATX. I'm like, yeah, like, hey. I actually didn't recognize him at all, but I'm like, yeah. He goes, she's a celebrity. I'm like,
oh my god.
and he's like, see? He was like, that's, I was like, this is weird. I was like, I'm
but also
not
like, what does it matter? Like, even if you were, it's like
he was just like, so who are you? Like, he was trying to get me answer. Like, so who are you? Like, he thought I had,
but
some,
it's like,
but he thought I had some like big answer. I'm like, there's really nothing else for me to say. I just like do a podcast, and I was like, I'll talk about this on the podcast. And he's like, a whole episode. I'm like, no. But I'll talk about this for sure. And he's like, I'll listen. I was like, you probably won't like it, but you can follow it on Instagram. So I followed it on Instagram because, you know, got to get that engagement up. So I'm like, follow it on Instagram. Never saw him again. Then I left after that because my friends were leaving. So I was like, peace out of here.
Dude, it's been so funny. I, as of lately, have been meeting a lot of you guys. And I don't know if that's just because my Instagram lately has been like growing quite rapidly within the Austin community. And I'll see you guys out, whether it's at the Run Club, going out, at a restaurant, literally you name it. And I just fuck with you guys. And it's so funny because you guys, if you listen to the podcast, you obviously know my banter. So then I'll fuck with you when I like see you in person. But the other day at one of the Run Clubs I was at, I met one of you guys. And she goes, I sometimes listen to the podcast. And I was fucking with her. I go, sometimes? What do you mean sometimes? She goes, no. I mean like occasionally, like I try to keep up. And I was like, I'm just fucking with you. I'm so sorry. I was like, I realized that maybe I shouldn't fuck with all of you guys because I don't know if you actually know like what my banter is.
Yeah. Also, I've been meeting a lot of you guys too. And if I don't meet one of you, I'll get a DM the next day saying that you saw me.
Oh, those are the worst DMs because I'm like, what was I doing? Picking my nose?
Please, if you see me, please come up and say hello. Sometimes I'm awkward about it. I try my best. But like, please come up and say hello. I beg of you. Like, I've gotten so many DMs recently of like, oh, I saw you here. Another girl that saw me out, blah, blah. Please come and say hello. If you see me at the gym, if you see me at Barry's, you are never interrupting me. Please say hello. I would much rather you say hello than DM me that you saw me. Just say hi. I'm begging of you. And then I got a DM from a random man being like, you came up on my explore page. Were you on the stage? I was next to you on... Oh, no. What did he say? I saw you came up on my explore page. Were you at Cat's Pajamas? I was like, maybe. And then I wanted to see what else he would say. He said, I was in the Uzi shirt next to you on the stage at Buford's. I'm like, so you saw me at Cat's
and Buford's?
Like, how do people have no social skills? Of like, that's weird.
Yeah.
To be like, hey.
Like, you really standing you next really to you stuck all, out at me.
I was standing next to you all night. Hey. Like, keep that shit to yourself.
Yeah.
Keep that shit to yourself. Like, have social skills.
I know.
Because I get it. That's not that weird if I did come up from your explore page being like, I think I saw that girl out. Keep it in your head.
Yeah.
Because texting someone like, I was next to you last night. Whoa.
Whoa. Stalker.
Lover, stalker, killer on Netflix. That's you.
Yeah. Seriously, though.
It's fucking creepy. I didn't really do much the rest of the week besides go to dance on Saturday. Like, I kind of had a chill week.
Yeah, so Friday, like I said, got wine drunk, woke up the next morning, and I was going to a Run Club because this weekend was the marathon here in Austin, so there was a lot of Run Clubs going on. So I met up with a few of my, like, running friends, and we did a Run Club at 9 a.m. on Saturday. It was a lot of fun, and then I came home. My boyfriend stayed at the house while a bunch of my furniture was getting delivered. Came back, furniture was there, felt great that most of it was there, and then went right back to the gym and got a nice workout in. Wasn't really expecting to do 2-in-1, but we did it, and then kind of just hung out the rest of the day because my couch, or no, that was Sunday. What did I do on Saturday?
You went to dinner.
Oh, yeah, I went to dinner. So I got an IKEA wardrobe, so my boyfriend built that for me, and as he was doing that, I got ready for dinner. And I went to dinner with some of my girlfriends, and we went to another restaurant that was in a hotel. I'm going to keep doing that. It's so nice.
I thought you went to the place that we went.
Carpenter?
No. Never mind.
No. I went to the Carpenter Hotel over in Barton Springs. They have a restaurant inside of it, and I love going to them because they're so quiet. Like, no one knows about them. They definitely pop up on like Open Table and stuff because that's how I found it to make the reservation. Hotel restaurants are perfect.
I thought you went to, what's that restaurant called? I saw it on like one of their stories, so I thought that's where you were.
What?
Fuck.
The other girls, they went to go get drinks before.
At Eberly. I thought that's where you went to eat.
They wanted to go get drinks because they were like bored and whatever. And then we went next door to this other restaurant because we wanted to just get like one more drink because we were just like hanging out. I knew I wasn't going out I was like, I'm not going out this weekend. I don't want to, because if I do go out, I'm going to get so drunk just because of how stressed I've been. Mm. So I was like, let's avoid that at all costs.
I was, so Sam was like, I'm not going out. And like, I guess we discussed, like, that's like a hard promise to keep. And I was like, if you go out, like, I was like, are you going out? She's like, no. I'm like,
no, I meant it this time.
And, you know, I'm sitting at home alone, like, just like on social media as I do. And I'm like, oh, no one seems to be out. Would you look at that? Like, I was like, she really didn't,
you know what,
go.
You know, the thing was, is because we didn't go to dinner downtown.
Oh, so it's like, what are you going to do? Walk across the
street?
And
I drove. So I drove. Dinner was not downtown. So it's not like I could just walk down the street to a bar. I had to walk. We walked next door to another restaurant just to get a glass of wine. And we literally were, I was there till almost like 11 o'clock at night. And I was like, guys, I need to go. We only got one drink, but we finished the drink and we're just like still talking. Right. And I was like, I need to go home. I have a puppy now that I need to account
for.
Well,
I was just like shocked and proud of you that you didn't go out.
Yeah, me too. I'm very proud of myself.
I kind
of
wanted you to, because like I kind of wanted to like.
But also, my boyfriend didn't go out. He just stayed home and watched a movie with his roommate.
But I wanted to. If you were gonna go out, I was gonna go out, because like I said, like going out's like kind of really fun. But like it was like 8 something or like almost 9. I don't know. And I ate my ice cream.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm calling it, because you guys know the rule. Like I called it for myself, and I was like, if I see something that they're out now, I want to go. But I already had ice cream.
Yeah.
So it's the end.
What time was my dinner at? My dinner was at like 7. So from 7 all the way to like 10 o'clock, I only had 2 drinks. Good. And oh my God, dude, the espresso martini there had crushed up almonds on top of the foam.
Yum.
Oh my God, it was so good, because you would take a sip and then it was like crunchy. It was delicious.
Maybe I should try that one.
No, yes. And I want to try making it at home. Maybe like, I have a bunch of almonds. I'm just going to crush them up, throw them on top of the foam. Oh.
My Saturday, like I said, I just went to dance. I do my usual routine of going to dance and then walking down the street and getting a coffee. And it's like so wholesome, because I just like walk down the street with my dance friends. It's like a thing now that we all just know, if class finishes and we're all like, coffee? It's like, duh, the fuck? That's where we have to go get coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a nice little routine.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we don't coordinate that we're going, and then we all show up and it's like, we could have walked here together. Like, why'd we try to pretend that we weren't going to go get coffee?
Yeah.
Of course we're going to get coffee. Even though it's like 3 p.m, I don't need it. It's just like, it's the routine.
Mm-hmm.
It's the routine. Like, I don't even need the caffeine. It just like makes me happy.
Yeah. A lot of people had work off on like today, Monday. So like my Sunday, I was expecting to do something during the day, or just
low
like get
key.
The
key. Me too.
Like I wanted to. But bro, first of all, my couch was getting delivered, had to be there to obviously sign it. That thing did not come until like 4 o'clock. And so once it got here, it was one of those couches where each section had to be clipped on. It wasn't like the one you have where it's like 2 sections that just need to get clipped on. Each individual part had to get clipped on. It took me over like 1.5 hours to put it together. But before that, we got lucky. We went to Trader Joe's after. And I had to get groceries for the week. And then we also got pizzas, made pizzas at home, which was not good. Like,
I saw that it wasn't good.
It felt like I was just eating dough with minimal toppings on top. Dang. Like, I like a nice New York style pizza. I don't like thick ass doughy pizza. I need it to be nice and thin, like crispy.
God, I would love to go get pizza.
Yeah. It wasn't good. And then I gave all the leftovers to my boyfriend for him to eat today, but I was like, I am not eating it. It was not good.
I did like nothing on Sunday really, but it was honestly kind of needed, because I felt like I was getting sick, even though all I think
Dude,
it
yeah,
was
your TikTok story or your TikTok stories, I think it was, of your voice, or no, maybe it was Snapchat.
Snapchat. I think all it was, because I never felt low energy, if that makes sense. Yeah. My throat was really dry and my nose was stuff. I just think the weather change like dried out my like sinuses, if that makes sense. Because I never felt sick, but my breathing and my voice. And I got home on Friday after going out. Oh my God, I like couldn't talk. I lost my voice. And I'm like, did I lose my voice singing at these bars sober? Like, damn, I'm a fucking good time.
Maybe. Like, also, it doesn't help that, like you said, like the weather changing and everything, but also having to change from, I don't know if you've been doing this, but changing from the AC to the heat in the house too. Mm. Like, all the different circulations of air just really fucks
you. I think the change of the weather, like, just like really dried out my sinuses. Yeah. So, like, my nose was really stuffed. And I didn't know if I was, it was either like, okay, I'm either about to get really sick or this is it. And I hung out with my friend. What day was it? Oh, it was Valentine's Day on Wednesday. And she was like, had just had strep, but she just got like antibiotics. So she's like, I'm not contagious anymore. The next day I wake up, my throat feels a little funny. And I'm like, bitch.
The flu is going around.
But I'm like, if you gave me strep throat, I'm going to kill you.
Like, I think I had something like that 2 weeks ago.
And she's like, no, I'm not contagious. I'm like, that's what they say. My throat hurts. It hasn't gotten to that point, and I think I'm better now. Like, I really think it was just the weather. But I was like, if you gave me strep throat, I will go over and kill you with my bare hands for real.
Can you believe that this past weekend, it was almost like, it was in the 30s, and now this coming weekend, it's going to be 85.
I was talking to my parents about this. How in the same week does the temperature show 30 and 82?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
It doesn't make sense.
Climate change.
I'm really happy about it, though, because my parents are coming today, and it's just, there's more to do with your parents when the weather's nice. You can't really do much when it's cold here.
My family comes next weekend. I can't wait to see your parents.
I know. We got to figure something out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of busy this week, but I'm around. I can.
I had to cancel everything I was fucking doing. I was like, great, you're coming into town.
Pop over, say hello.
Yeah.
As like, they do.
Y'all are coming into town now. I got to cancel all my things.
I have a lot to do this week.
Yeah, me too.
I have 2 job interviews this week.
In person?
One in person, one online. Mm. So that's fun. Hopefully I get a fucking job so I'm in my bag.
Yeah.
A working woman.
And in exactly 1 month, or not exactly a month, but pretty much a month from now, you move.
I know. I'm so excited. People are still very confused. They're like, did you find an apartment? Yes, I found an apartment like a month ago. I signed the lease. I just move in a month. Yeah. So that's that on that. And it's literally my dream apartment for real.
And like, then we have this place until end of March. So like, moving out of this place, I'm pretty much done. Like, I realized, you know what I was like, oh, the other day I was like, oh, I have to get something. Yeah. My fucking air mattresses that are in the closet and all the pillows. I was like, that's what I needed. So today I was like, okay, I have to bring those.
You need those for your parents?
Yeah. I was like, sorry, guys. So I had a dilemma, guys, with my bed with a TaskRabbit. The secondary bedroom has a Murphy bed, and he was building it, and he fucking broke it. He was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I knew this was a 2-person job, but I tried to do it. I'm like, bro, like, you shouldn't have tried to do it if you knew it was a 2-person job. Like, just admit the fact that you shouldn't have been doing it. And the bed fell while he was trying to put it together and broke. So now that's a whole nother issue I have to deal with. But now my parents don't have a bed that they can sleep in while they're here. So I told them, I was like, y'all are going to have to do an air mattress. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not hauling over that mattress.
My mattress?
Yeah. I was like, I'm not hauling that thing over and bringing it back. Like, I would have done it if there was a bed to put it in. But I'm just like, there's really no point. I'm like, yeah. The air mattress it is.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's fun that we have family. Lots of family time coming up.
I know. Well, I have family this week, and then this coming weekend, I'm going up to Dallas to hang out with my boyfriend's mom because she's in Texas for the weekend for work. So it's just like back to back to back to back. And
I'm
like
so excited for you to go to Dallas because that means I get to hang out with the animals.
Yes, Cheese. I was going to bring Cheese over, guys, today to kind of introduce Cheese to Phineas, but Cheese, unfortunately, had fleas. I imagine just from the house he was living in because there were so many dogs and stuff. He's better now, but I also don't have all his vaccinations done. He's going to the vet today. So I was like, you know what? Let's just wait until I know he's fully vaccinated and the fleas are all gone and they can meet.
Yeah. So fun. But that's kind of it. That's all I really have to say.
Yeah, me too.
Guys, just like backstory. So to keep you guys updated, I'm working out with Hot Gym Man today. And I already went to Barry's, but you know, I'm doing 75 hards.
Do you want Hot Gym Man to be a sneaky link or a husband?
I don't think I would like this man to be a husband.
Yeah, too full of himself?
Yeah, and like, I looked at his TikTok and like, there's certain things he was saying that I don't think
he
would agree on. He seemed very religious. I'm not religious.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably not going to work. But yeah, I don't think we would like get along. But he texted me and I was like, oh, I thought you forgot. And he said, surprise, shoddy, that face is hard to forget.
Yeah, you got to investigate on this man. Like, how long has he been in Austin?
I love when men say shoddy.
Yeah.
I love that.
The only hard thing about Austin's really, really small. So
small.
We're really lucky that for the most part, when we meet men, that there's some type of like history or just somebody knows of that person. But for you, at this instance, no one knows of him, so you can't get any tea on him.
But he is, like, famous and on TV, so it's, like, he's not a
Oh, yeah.
Serial killer.
Yeah, 100%. But it's just nice knowing, okay, he's recently been with this person, or, oh, he actually kind of sucks. Because remember when we were at the Super Bowl party, and you were like, oh, my God, that guy's so cute. And then our one of our guy friends was like, no, he literally sucks. He's the worst. Don't even bother.
I go, who's that guy you're talking to? He goes, the worst. I hate him.
And yeah.
I'm like, oh,
okay.
Got it.
Trust your opinion.
Got it. Never mind.
Noted.
Which brings me, I was talking to one of my dance friends, and like, obviously we don't run in the same circle.
Yeah.
But she's like, I'm going on this date with like this Hinge guy on Saturday. I go, who? She goes, you wouldn't know him. I go,
let's be real.
Girl, I probably do. And she's like, no, you literally wouldn't know him. I'm like, how do you know? This place is so small. I've been on Hinge and seen, I feel like, every single man on Hinge. Show me.
Yeah.
So she pulls it up. She goes, see, you don't know him. I go, really? Because I matched with that man. So I told you I would know.
Yeah, because on Hinge or on Austin, you can pass someone and then still come by them maybe a few days later. That's goes to show how many people are on Hinge. Not
like,
a lot.
I literally matched with that man. So for you to come and be like, oh, you're not going to know him. I'm like, this city, yes, I will. I'm like, I can almost guarantee you I will know who you're about to show me. Yeah, we match. Same thing. We went out. I go, I'm probably going to see someone I know. I walk in, one of our friends right there.
And I'm like, yeah.
That's just how it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely
I like it though.
I like it too, except for like right now I'm going to go work out and it's like if my ex-boyfriend's there, I'm going to.
Well, that's different. Myself. That's a different story.
But it's not a work day, so I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm safe because it's not a work day.
Yeah.
Pray for me, y'all. This is you're going to hear this after the fact, but
I know.
I'm nervous.
We'll see.
But my therapist said I can't change my plans because of other people, so. Like, I can't, like, I shouldn't not go where, like, this man invited me because, like, my ex is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to live your life and do what you want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Not, like, and not care that, like, someone's going to be there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Slay Queen. But anyway, Sneaky Links.
Yeah, Sneaky Links. Now, we've been talking about Sneaky Links for over a year now. It's became a thing in our lives.
Yeah, it's become such a thing that I'm on FaceTime with my parents and they love to ask me about it.
Yeah.
Like, don't ask. I'm like, I forget you guys listen. Because they're like, my dad's like, how did you hang out with the Hawkeye from the gym? I'm like, Dad, I'm like, I forget that you guys listen to my shit. Like, and you guys hear what's going on.
Yeah, I would scream if my parents ever did that.
Yeah.
I would scream. I would be so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, is what it is. I just leaned into it, you know?
Yeah.
I just explained the tea.
So, definition of sneaky link, at least for me, is somebody that you want to consistently see, hook up with, but nothing outside of that. Like, you're out at the bars, you want to just leave with someone later in the night. There is no real social encounters with them outside of that.
And sneaky, like, no posts together, no... Like, you're kind of, like... on the down low, like, probably not to people you know, like, obviously your friends would know who your sneaky link is, but, yeah. Like, you're not, like, the city of Austin.
Yeah, like, and you have really no ownership over this person.
No.
Now, in the sense, like, as a girl, you would prefer that they aren't hooking up with anyone else and you're not going to hook up with anybody else. That's just how I was in my situation, is, like, we're kind of exclusively hooking up, but there's nothing there emotionally, like, we're just hooking up.
I kind of see it, like, because exclusive is a hard word, because when I hear exclusive, I think, so we're fucking together. Even though I'm the kind of person, I don't fuck other people, but I'm like, if we're exclusive, then it's like, I can't even kiss anyone else. Like, if we're not exclusive, like, I can go to a bar and, like, like kiss a boy. You know what I mean? And in terms of, like, having sex with someone, where I think of it is, like, let's say you haven't seen each other in, like, a month, you could, like, hook up with someone else.
Oh, 100%.
Like, I think a few weeks...
goes by, yeah.
Over 2 weeks, like, maybe you could hook up with someone else, but you have to be, at least in my opinion, everyone has their own boundaries, you got to be honest about, like, people, how many people you've been with, if you've been with other people while you're seeing them, if you ask, or, like, you kind of have to, like, set that
yeah,
up.
You got to ask. Like, I asked, and I was like, are you hooking up with anybody else? Because if so, like, put a condom on. Like,
and it's
I
like,
am
you
not...
don't care, but you have to know.
Yeah.
It's like, it's fine if you are, but you need to be fucking honest, or else you'll be in a situation like me where someone wasn't honest and I found out they were just like fucking both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks when you're like, ew. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel like.
Because you don't know how, like, between, like, he could have like hooked up with you and then literally later that night.
Yeah.
Been hooking up with her.
And it's like. You just got to be fucking honest with people. And if you can't have those conversations, I feel like people, maybe we do Q&As or whatever. Like, there's a lot of, like, sex questions. Like, how do you say this? If you can't ask, like, those kind of questions, you shouldn't be in that situation. If you can't ask how many people are you hooking up with? Are you hooking up with other people? Like, yeah. If you can't communicate those boundaries, this is not for you.
Yeah. And another thing too is timeline of a sneaky link. Mm. I personally feel for myself 3 months max, because then you're going to start to get feelings. And if you're different situation, you really just don't see yourself getting feelings for that person, you can continue on. But if you hit that 3 month mark and you start to get feelings, you need to dip. You need to get the fuck out, because you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah. And I think, what about like getting the sneaky link? Because this is like, we're talking 3 months in, but like, how do you start? There's a man. So let's say there's a man. Let's say you're like me right now. There's a man and you want them to be your sneaky link. Because like, not to flex, like the like really top three contenders that I wanted, like I really got in my phone. And you know what that took? Work.
Yeah.
Work and effort.
I think at least with a sneaky link, you got to set the standards straight of like, we're not going on a date, but like, only time you're gonna text, oh, what are you doing this weekend?
See, but like, what I'm saying, how do you even get them to be like texting you or interested in you if it's a guy you like? Like, how do girls get the guy?
I never was texting my sneaking link though.
Well, like,
but we
like,
never but texted.
Like, you went home with him at night. Like, it's like, how do you initiate that? Like, how do you get to the point where like this man that you wanted is down to have sex with you? Besides the obvious that every man is down to fuck anything. Yeah,
you just I think you just need to hook up once.
Right, but like, how do you get to the point of hooking up? Like, you say, like, how do you go to like flirt to get someone to go home with you?
I feel like you just
catch a vibe.
Yeah, you catch the vibe. Catch if you vibe. Guys are like, if he gets you a drink,
yeah, I'm trying to get like the advice for start, the girls.
I know, but it's just like it's catch just a vibe. Common sense. Like, okay, so, there's no advice really.
Yeah, I
you
mean,
just
at a
leap
bar,
and go home.
At a bar, it's definitely like a vibe. And yeah. There's really nothing.
You know what you should do? Maybe say, would you want to come to my back to my place? Like, if you, because what we want is we want to be in control of this. So, like, just ask him, do you want to come back to my place after this?
See, I'm kind of going the opposite route now, where I want to go to theirs.
Really?
Yeah, because then I can leave whenever I want. If you come over, then you might stay. Da 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 da. Like, what if I want to leave at 3 a.m? Like, yeah. I want to get out. Where it's like, if someone stays over, then it's the morning and it's like, bro, get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah.
But like, if I go to your place, I can get the fuck out whenever I want.
Yeah.
Because I don't like when someone's in my house in the morning.
I guess.
And then you're like, bro, get the fuck out.
I don't know. I don't really have advice for just going home
with
someone.
You're just so cuffed up. You don't even
know. No, not even that. It's just like, it happens if it happens. Like,
yeah, but it's definitely just like a vibe. And if you want to talk to someone at the bar, here's my go-to. You go up next to them at the bar and you ask them what they're drinking. They're either going to buy you a drink and keep talking to you after that, or they're not going to talk to you after that and they're not interested in you.
Yeah,
it'll always work. I do it all the time. And what are you drinking? And then if you want to be super ditzy and you really just want a free drink, you say, I've never had that before. And they go, you've never had a fucking tequila soda? You're like, no. And they buy you one.
Yeah. And what it's so weird talking about this, but like, my favorite used to be being at the bar and purposely being across the bar from them and looking at them and like giving them looks, and then just kind of just minding my own business.
Eye contact, you're in.
Yeah.
In a bar, in a gym, anywhere, eye contact, you're in. My thing that worked, which was like half intentional, half not, because I was just genuinely wanted to know, but it also worked. I was just like, you look so familiar. And I genuinely was like, I think I know this person from somewhere. But like, I also thought he was kind of cute. So it's kind of just like a twofer, like two for one. Mm-hmm. Like, I do think you look very familiar and I'm curious if I know you. But also, now we're speaking. And it's just like, once you say one thing to someone, they either put down, like, they either are interested in you or they're not. And that's pretty much it. Other ways you can tell if a guy's interested. This is what the guy did to me on Friday. He walked past me twice. The first time he walked past me, he was very like, it's a crowded bar. He was like, excuse me. Do you know how many people walked by and didn't say a thing? He didn't have to say excuse me. And you might be like, bro, that was flirting with you? Yes, it was so obvious. Like, it's hard to tell, but again, it's like a vibe. Like, he was like, excuse me. Bitch, one, there was like kind of enough room and like people are walking by me the whole time. You didn't have to say that.
Yeah.
He just walked. He said it again, like, excuse me. And I was like, man's is literally trying to speak to me. And then again, he was like, sorry, I'm going to keep walking back a million times. Easy. But like, that's such an easy way in, just being like, oh, sorry, I keep walking past you. You literally know they're into you because he didn't have to say anything to you.
Yeah,
he's talking to you
Because think about the amount of people out in public that are going to squish by you and not say
Everyone
anything.
Everyone is in a packed bar squishing by a million people. He probably squished by 10 million other girls, but he spoke to you.
Yeah.
If someone speaks to you in a bar, they are interested in you. Unless, like, I can't even think of, like, what a conversation would be that they wouldn't be. Like, I don't know, unless they're, like, I don't know. If a man, a random man speaks to you at a bar, they are 99.9% of the time into you.
Yeah, and also handing out guys compliments too is huge. Like, guys really never get compliments, so when they get one, it makes their day. Like, you gotta, it could be so simple, like literally your shirt, his hat, whatever it is, just something super simple, give him a compliment, and like that really sets the tone for like, mm-hmm. hey, I'm into you.
And then if it's not at a bar, we always get asked about the gym. The only advice is like, how many sets do you have left?
Yeah.
That's like the that's the way in. Like, and again, it, like, if a man speaks to you, they're interested in you. Like, he's either gonna say four or like none and give you the screen to walk away, or he's gonna talk to you. And if he says one extra word to you, he's into you.
Mm-hmm.
And eye contact. And then you just gotta be out, and yeah, you just gotta like leave together.
Yeah.
And you kind of gotta like not force it, but like what I've learned recently,
you have to give him your full undivided attention.
Undivided attention, but also like you gotta go for what you want. Like,
yeah.
I've recently, or before, I think I was in my head more of like, should I text them? Like, I don't want to be like too available, but you don't want to be like too clean. Like, you know when it's like, oh, I'm gonna answer 3 hours later. Like, no. You want it, and go get it. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, I'm done kind of overthinking.
How do you think I'm in my situation of being in a relationship,
right,
Taylor?
Because you inserted yourself.
Yeah, myself there.
No overthinking. You know what I mean? Like, with this gym man, like, he was DMing me about it, and I was just like, okay, but text me about it. You know, like, I'm going to give you my number. Like, I'm not going to sit here and, like, play a game.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Get straight to
the
point.
I'm going to give you my number because I don't want to DM you about this. You can text me or not. And if someone's like, oh, but you're giving them your number, like, that's, like, thirsty. Like, I just want to play fucking games. Do you mm-hmm. want my number or not? And I don't want to DM you on Instagram because I don't like that. Just take my fucking number and whatever. Like, I don't want to play fucking games.
Yeah.
Or, like,
do I.
I flat out, and it's, like, it's hard. It's, like, definitely uncomfortable and scary kind of putting yourself out there. But being, like, this other guy was literally, like, next weekend, like, we'll go out, like, just saying, like, right off the bat, like, oh, we'll do this, like, not like asking them on dates, because I'm a big, or we're not talking about going on dates, I'm not saying to do all the chasing and like put in all the work, but if you sit around and you're just trying to find someone to like fuck around with and have fun with, a man can find a million people to fuck around and have fun with. So you have to asserting yourself, like, swipe up to their stories and say something, like, be in their life, or else they're not gonna see you.
Especially with in the moment out at a bar, like, if you want to go home with him that night, you need to be all up in it, not all up in his business, annoying, but like, you need to be present, because he will just go talk to another girl.
Like, and like, if they're drunk,
they're just dumb, like, they don't think with their fucking head, they think with their dick. And if you're not giving full attention, you're like, oh, well, like, I'm gonna go talk to that other pretty girl, like, no, you need to be present talking it up with him.
100%. You have to kind of, like, go after what you want.
Exactly.
Because, you know, and you can apply that lesson to all aspects of life. But it's, like, no one's going to come do it, like, for you. Like, you got to get in there.
Yeah.
They're not going to come, like, crawling after you.
And kind of like we were saying earlier with the timeline and stuff. Yes, if you're not hooking up with him literally every weekend or every other weekend, you don't have to really have the exclusive definition for it, but like, if you are hooking up with them every single weekend, I personally would need to be hooking up with them exclusively, like, there would be no one else, like, in the terms of sex, but like, I would hook up with another guy at the bar,
right? Exclusive in terms of sex, but not exclusive in terms of like, you can keep Hinge on your phone, you can talk to a girl when you're out,
because the whole point for me at least is like, I wanted a sneaky link so that way I could keep myself occupied but also continue to look for a man.
And it's a consistent person to just have attention from.
Yeah.
Like, to text every now and then to see when you're out. It's consistent attention. When I, like, I've only had, like, two situations of, like, really sneaky link vibes where it's, like, totally fucking casual. No hardcore, no hand-holding.
No.
Hand-holding in public. Crazy. You could not do that. Like, someone I was casually with, like, held my hand in public one time, and we were both like, never do that again. Like, later in the day, he was like, I don't know why I did that. I'm like, yeah, it was really fucking weird.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know how to stop you in the moment, but I'm glad you saw that that was weird, because I... No, thank you. Mm-hmm. Like, don't want that. No, like, forehead kiss bullshit. None of that crap.
Yeah.
Can't be doing that.
And if you want a sneaky link, mine, at least, was obviously my boyfriend now. He was in my friend group, so we were hanging out outside of going out, but not ever really in the one-on-one situation, two-on-two. Like, it was always big groups. But, you know, your girl ended up catching feelings for him and had to pull an ultimatum on him. So that's when I kind of changed things for me of, like, you're no longer a sneaky link and I can't get myself hurt. I need to either remove myself from the situation or let him know that I do have feelings for him and get heartbroken.
Yeah.
So you just got to be self-aware of your emotions.
And there's different levels to sneaky link. Like, I had a sneaky link that I was literally like, I didn't even ever kiss him even sober. Mm-hmm. Like, it was drunk only, which is like, that's next level. Like, that's next level behavior, I feel. Like, literally in the morning being like, oh my God, get away from me. Like, yeah. Not an ounce of, like, a hug, nothing. Like, none of that at all. And that's, like, setting yourself up for success to, like, never really like them. But that is, like, kind of next level. Like, to never even sober.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's kind of good.
And, yeah, you got it. You're playing a risky game when you're sneaky link's a friend.
You really have to know your situation. You have to be really, really aware of your situation if you're sneaky link's a friend.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm very lucky that I had a sneaky link that was a friend, that it didn't hurt the friendship. But then, like, you are putting yourself in the position that, like, if you get a boyfriend or they get a girlfriend, they're not going to be as close of your friend.
Yeah.
Because that's just respectful. Mm-hmm. Now, I actually, like, messaged me the other day. It's so funny that I'm
talking about
this.
Same. Snap memory?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, oh my God, this guy, I'll just tell you about this now. I was like, how are things? Like, miss you. Like, are you still with your girlfriend? Like, whatever. Just, like, making conversation. And he was saying how, like, they've been together for a while now.
Yeah.
He's like, you just know. He's like, you know me. Like, you know, like, it's really hard for me to be, like, tied down. Like, he was saying how, like, God. It's so hard for him. But, like, he's trying. I was like, if you really like her, like, you gotta stick it out, man.
And, like, you know, this is one of our guy friends. Like, he means no fucking harm, like, but, like, at all.
That is so him. Like, the way he was like, you so know him. Me. You know this is hard. I'm like,
he's a lover boy, but really bad at being a lover boy.
Listen, when he told me that, I was like, wow, nothing's changed. Yeah. Wow, you've been in this girl for like a year and you're still like, wow, this is hard. Like,
yeah.
Dude.
Figure it out.
Yeah, like, figure it out. Like,
yeah, he was like, do you want to go on a double date? I go, no, not really. Not really at all, actually.
That's so funny. But I was like, oh my God, I can't believe you just said it's hard for you. Like, why? Like, why is it hard for you? But yeah, it is what it is. Wish them the best. Hope he's doing well. But, like, that can't ruin your friendship. Like, once you stop hooking up, that can't ruin the friendship. But it's going to get weird if, like, one of you has a boyfriend or girlfriend. Because, always. Like, you can't be friends with the people that you used to hook up with.
Exactly.
No. And if you think you can be friends with the people you used to hook up with, like, that's crazy.
No.
That's crazy.
That's why I am so happy I've never hooked up with any of, like, our friends in our friend group. Oh, my God. Imagine the drama that would go down, I feel like, sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
we have homie hopping friends and it's kind of fine.
You think it's fine. You think what they're doing is fine.
I'm not saying what they're doing is fine. I'm saying the guys don't seem to care. The guys don't seem to care. Do they care?
No, but, like, it causes drama within the girls. If, like, you can't even talk to one of our guy friends.
The girls, but I'm saying, like, the guys don't care.
Yeah. But, like, that girl in our group, if you talk to one of the guys that she's hooked up with, she goes fucking bananas.
And we're running out.
Yeah. So
we're running out of guys.
We're running out of guys. So, God. No, I literally told our guy friends, I'm like, stop it.
All of you.
I just want to be able to be friends with you.
Stop fucking. Please.
Hook up with someone not in the friend group.
But, like, when you're friends with guys and girls, like, it's bound to happen. Like, I had, like, friend groups of guys and girls, like, in high school and all that stuff. And, like, everyone.
We've done a pretty good job. Our friend group has done a pretty good job, though, at that. Like.
Yeah.
Me and my boyfriend are the only ones that are dating within the friend group. Where I've heard and seen a lot of other friend groups that are, like, a bunch of people are dating in the friend group.
My high school friend group was all couples.
Yeah, I feel like that just gets sloppy.
Well, there was one girl in school that was a homie hopper, and then she wasn't really invited when we're all hanging out. And I'm like, it's because you fuck these dudes. You fucked all of them. Yeah, why would they want you around?
Yeah, why? Exactly.
Dude. So, like, that did cause issues. But what else with a sneaky link? Oh, I had to cut off a sneaky link in high school because they were like, I really like you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm really sorry. But we were friends. And after that, it was totally normal.
Yeah.
That was another friend situation where it was fucking A-okay. Like, he was just like, I really like you. And I was like, no, 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 no. That's not what we're doing. And he was like, okay, yeah, you're right. And then after that, it was literally like it never happened. I kind of miss him. Hope he's doing well.
Yeah, I really never had a sneaky link, to be honest.
Besides your boyfriend?
Yeah.
So I think, hear me out. You're all like, I know the rules of sneaky link, but your sneaky link turned into your man. So I feel like...
I got what I want, though.
Yeah, but like, he did turn into your man.
But you do realize, like, that's what I wanted. When I
no,
had,
it is what you wanted.
When I had a sneaky link, I was looking for a boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, and then I had, like, I had two guys at the time that I was like, okay, I have, like, crushes on both of them. And then I just realized, I'm like, it's him, my sneaky link. He's right in front of me.
Because now that I think about it, any person that I've been with that wasn't a boyfriend in any sort of way, not even just sex, like any way, like, I didn't want to date them. Like, anyone I've wanted to date, I've dated. Other yeah. people that I've been with, like, were kind of sneaky link vibes. Like, I didn't want to date them.
Yeah. I mean, kind of the same. I feel like I realized when it came to... Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at my list. Right
like
now.
Anyone else I've been with, I did not want
to
date them.
I wasn't like, in the headspace to be in a relationship for
I
like
think
majority
I just
of
picked,
my hookups.
I picked people that like I didn't like, if that makes sense. Which like, I don't know. Like there was just one guy in high school who would like see sometimes, and I wanted nothing to. I never wanted to date that man ever. I literally told him I was like I would never date on you. I would never date you because you'd cheat on me. And he was like, yeah, probably. Like I didn't like him. And then it's like one of our friends. Like I literally never wanted to date him ever in my life. One of my like I don't know, there's like the recent people I've been with, which is really not that many because I'm like actually like the fucking Virgin Mary, like I've never wanted to date them or like got feelings for them.
Yeah,
it was kind of like no. Like, and if they were ever like oddly too romantic, I was like back away.
Yeah,
don't do that.
I feel like at least with my ex, when I kind of went through that stage of hooking up with, not like a lot of people, but like going through the stages of just hooking up with people, I wasn't in the headspace to even like somebody. Like I couldn't give myself the opportunity to actually build a connection with someone or have feelings for anyone. So for about 2 years, I didn't have feelings for anyone. Like
I think I also have very distinct different types of who I would. Like, for me to have someone that I think I would date them, they have to be, like, a really specific, like, kind of person and, like, mm-hmm. really be someone whose personality I really like. And I feel like I purposely choose dudes who I don't think I would like.
Yeah.
Which, like, works out.
Most of the people that I've, like, hooked up with in the past, though, have always just been, like, out at a bar. Like, it's never been something like, oh, he took me on a date and then we're gonna sleep together after, like. I never gave the opportunity to those men to take me on a date.
I think it could start like that, though, if you go on a date and then just sleep together. Because, like, let's say you don't meet at a bar. And, like, there has to be kind of a way in to start speaking.
Wait, that's such a lie.
I think it could start that way if you go on a date, you kind of sleep together, and then you don't really go on more dates. Like, if it starts as a date, like, on Hinge or something, and then, like, from that date, you both realize that you don't really know if you want to date each other right now, but you're just kind of down to hook up. I think it can start with a date.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I lied.
You did?
Someone that came to visit Austin and I stayed at the hotel with them.
Period!
Yeah.
He was so hot.
So hot. Fuck. Sorry. I'm the worst.
He was he really
doesn't
hot.
Listen. My boyfriend doesn't listen to this anymore.
See? But he's the worst. You
yeah,
always
no, he's
gotta
the worst.
Pick people that are like the worst. Like the guy I'm going to the gym with today, like the worst.
Yeah.
The worst. You like, have to pick people that are the worst.
You just know, you look at them, you're like, you are not boyfriend material.
Yeah, like if you show your friends and they're like, oh, he looks
like
awful,
a fuckboy.
I'm like, you get it. You get it. Like, that's exactly what I want. Like, when I told my friends about this guy from the gym that was like so flirty, they're like, oh, then he does that a lot. I'm like, which is, yes.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly. And that's what we want. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Like, that's.
You need to ask this man a million questions today.
Yeah, I kind of want to be ballsy with my questions.
Yeah, you should. No, you really should.
Guys, like, this video of this man, I'm like, I need that in real life ASAP pronto. Like, I've never seen a man.
Imagine it's this big.
I would go.
And it's not circumcised.
Have you ever been with a guy that's not circumcised?
Have you? You have?
My first boyfriend.
So it was a boyfriend? So it was a lot? Damn.
But it was the first.
Wait. So, and recently.
Oh.
Wait, yeah, Taylor, that's crazy.
Yeah, but I was really drunk, so I don't. It's spotty. Yeah, but it was the first one I've ever been with, so I didn't know any different. I'm not going to lie, like, wasn't any different, really, when I saw other ones.
Yeah, I've never seen one.
They're, like, really not different. Like, really.
What's the what's the point in doing that and not doing it?
A lot of people do it for like a religious thing, and now it's just like more culturally acceptable, but it's a big Hispanic thing to not.
Okay.
Like, Hispanics don't, not genuinely speaking, generally okay. speaking.
Yeah. I just never knew like what that.
Yeah.
Meant.
Like, it's a big Jewish people always do it. And then people do it just like, cause it's more culturally acceptable. So like, you just like, you know, you don't want your kid to be the like weird one out. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Makes sense.
I don't really know why. It's supposed to be cleaner, too.
Yeah, we need to stop talking about this. I'm getting icked out, not going to lie.
I don't know. Science.
I just, like, they're not cool to look at.
Yeah, but they don't look that much different.
I'm just saying in general, like, I don't like the look of them.
No, I say all the time, I think I was born to be a lesbian.
No.
Naked men are disgusting.
Like, I close my eyes.
They're disgusting. Like, the second, like, the mood is gone.
And he, like, goes to run and grab a towel. I'm like, I'm not looking at
like,
you.
Like, you're gross. Like, you're hairy butt. Like, you're disgusting. Like, I don't, like, I like a man. Like, they have to have, like, pants on. You know, shirtless, amazing, towel, amazing. Like,
yeah.
Put your pants on. Like, I always say this, but it's how if you were at a strip club or, like, going to a club and people told men, oh, there's naked women everywhere. The men are like, hell yeah. If you told me, do you want to go to this club? Naked men are walking around. I'd be like,
absolutely not.
Ew. Like, that's the grossest thing I've ever heard. Like, I would never want naked men walking around.
Ew.
Like, that's disgusting.
Imagine. Like, especially if they're not, like, horned up. Like,
it's disgusting. Like, ew. Ew. Like, men, like, ew. Like, it's honestly, like, being. Like, liking men, like, it really is a curse.
It is. I don't know why we like them so much.
Me neither. And that's just proof, like, that your sexuality is not a choice.
Yeah, dude.
Because, like, you think I choose this life with these nasty motherfuckers? I don't.
With boy brain, too. Like, I've realized boy brain is so bad.
It's really it's that like, sound that's like...
Can I put a girl's brain inside my boyfriend?
It's really...
Thank you.
How hard could it be? Boys do it. How hard could it be? Boys do it. That TikTok sound is so real. How hard
did you
be?
See my TikTok of boys do it. My boyfriend making my bed for me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you can't even do the bare minimum making my bed the right way. He goes, I thought you sleep with the buttons at your head.
Why would you do that?
That's how he makes his bed every day.
To cuddle a button?
Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh my god.
I know.
Men are literally so like, ugh. When you just think about it, like, they just suck. And, like, so many of them are so, like, just, like, actually so shitty. Like, they are number one killer. They are number one, like threat to a woman's life. The number one threat is a man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm scared of them. Like, I walk down the street and any man that approaches me, I'm deathly afraid of you.
Yeah.
And I will see a man doing the most normal ass activity and I'm like, that man's out to get me. No, he's just like
or,
at the grocery store.
Or that, or like, just like, you get the ick so easily.
Me?
Just in general.
Oh,
like,
general.
I get the ick so easily just from a man doing something so basic.
Yeah, like, ooh, like, it's just. And that's what you gotta do with the sneaky link. You gotta really
Fuck,
think about
what did
the
my
icks?
Boyfriend do the other. Oh my god, my boyfriend was using the drill the other day and he kept dropping the nail with the drill. And I'm like, this is giving me the ick. Like, give me the fucking drill. And I, like, grabs the drill.
Oh my God. Same thing with, like, the reason I think gym dates, they're like the worst, but the reason I kind of like them.
Oh, I was so nervous when the first time I ever worked out with him. I was like, it's make or break.
It's really make or break. It's so make or break. Because either they have like bad form and like can't work out. And like, luckily I'm not in my strength girl era right now, but like, I can put up similar weight to a dude sometimes if I work out with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, now you have to do like double what I'm doing.
And also the gym etiquette of them racking everything. Like
gym etiquette, mansplaining.
No, big no.
Oh my God. Like if you try to tell me like how to fucking squat better, like unsolicited and annoyingly, like I will punch
Remember
you.
Our one guy friend that would like sometimes go to the gym at the same time as us when he would say, do
yeah,
that.
Like, no, I'm gonna kill you.
I'm like, punch you. Shut up.
The man I went on a date with when we went dancing, he was like kind of mansplaining.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I literally danced my entire life. I don't need you. And there was a teacher. So he was kind of talking when the teacher was talking. And I'm like, there is someone here teaching us. You don't need to teach me.
Yeah.
I am fully aware of how to dance. Like, I was more so just like asking questions, like, just like making conversation, just like not being quiet. But it's like, I don't actually need your help.
Yeah.
I'm just like
yeah, mansplaining's the worst.
Like, I literally teach dance and I've danced my whole life, and you think you're gonna explain to me,
you know what, guys,
foot it's supposed to be?
I take it back. We don't need sneaky links.
No, we do, but this, you gotta think about why you hate them.
Yeah.
You can't focus on like, they were nice to me. You gotta be like, but have you ever seen them like chase after a ping pong ball off a beer pong? Have you ever seen them take their shoes off and walk through security at the airport?
Yeah. Think about them like maybe like kind of slipping, like when they like kind of trip a little bit.
Think about them doing like a pencil dive into the pool. Like,
or a cannonball.
A cannonball holding their nose.
Think about that. Goggles on.
And flippers. Think about a man. Oh, what's a good one?
Think about him riding a unicycle.
Think about him riding a unicycle. That is a really good one. That is a really good one. Thinking of him like running like a girl.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like if you were like, run, and they were like running like a girl, like unable to run.
Oh, this is the best.
Like, that's what you got to think about. Like, every time you think you're about to catch feelings for your sneaky link, you have to think about the worst things they've ever done.
Yeah.
Oh, I said I got the ick from my last person I went on dates with. I didn't really tell you that this was the reason. I was kind of like keeping to myself for my slight ick. He was wearing like a long sleeve shirt and joggers. It was cold, but like the long sleeve shirt was tucked into the joggers.
No.
And you know what's so funny? That day, you and your boyfriend were going out. And as a joke, he tucked his shirt in.
Yeah.
And he was like, should I wear my shirt like this?
Yeah. And I was like, no.
And the guy literally had his shirt tucked into his joggers. And I was like, it was so nice knowing you.
Damn.
So, yeah. So you just got to think of all the icks. You got to leave in the morning. If he's like, let's go get breakfast. None of that. Insert yourself at the bar, at the gym, wherever, on the date, wherever. You got to put yourself in that man's life and solely have sex with them.
Yep. You're in power, ladies.
You're in power. Like, he's using you. No, you're using him. This episode is about how to use men for sex. If this was a man being like, never take her on dates, treat her like garbage, think she's gross, we'd be like, wow, that guy sucks. But like, it's okay.
No,
it's okay.
Alrighty, well, that's it for me. I have a pretty eventful week this week. My parents are coming in town and going to Dallas over the weekend, so
I
touch
do
back
this, and then in a few hours I guess I'm
on a date
hanging out with the hottest man I've ever seen.
Yep.
Maybe we'll hang out at night.
Yeah, literally.
I could dream.
What's your address, shawty?
Guys, and I have another date this weekend. Like, when I tell you, like, the men are flocking toward me. Like, give me a break.
There you go.
It's fun.
You can finally say, after you've hung out, that you have a sneaky link. But last week, you couldn't say that.
Well, it depends. Well, like, I have, like, two options for sneaky link.
But you have to hang out with them first. You're going in the right direction.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, we'll see, guys.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. Adios, everyone.
What is that? ColourPop?
Yes.
Love ColourPop. Anyways, okay, bye.
Bye, guys.
Pluto TV is TV the way it should be, free. With over 300 channels, thousands of movies and TV shows costing zeros of dollars. So if you want to watch shows like Ghosts, The Walking Dead, CSI, Star Trek, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Hit movies like Braveheart, Sonic the Hedgehog, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, or Mean Girls won't cost you a thing because everything is free. All you have to do is download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Flight 562 is...
Oh, my gosh. My gosh, Brooke, we're going to miss our flight.
We didn't finish the promo.
Can we just record it on the plane?
I will not be that person.
What if we record it in the bathroom?
Ew, no, that is disgusting.
We'll just have to go off the cuff and tell everyone about our podcast right now, called Gals on the Go.
Well, we are two gals constantly on the move with weekly conversations about friendship, navigating your 20s, relationships, trends, and just our exciting, chaotic lives.
Will Brooke Michio and Danielle Carolyn please come to
well,
the gate?
Well, I think it's time to board now, but this should be enough, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they won't use it.
But in case they do, new episodes of Gals on the Go drop every Wednesday.
Find us wherever you get your podcasts.